Breaking news, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach is now on the air. Sources say they only got this job because everyone else was in jail or rehab. More at 11.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. That was the G-rated opening. We had another opening planned, but three people were laughing and one person was frowning, and, well, we had to...
Sissy.
I decided to defer to the frowner. So,
someone had to be dad.
Because he is my partner, after all. We need to make sure we maintain the balance of...
You're a sissy, too.
I know, but it's like, you know. What I will rewrite it so Taylor's the pervert.
No,
just hit the button.
No.
Which
no.
button is
none
that?
None of the above. Scott's third T today stands for temperance. Gee whiz. Well,
what if it's a little early for Scott's third T, don't you think?
I barely made it out of the pre-production meeting.
What if I play it and then cut it off before it gets naughty?
You're well, such a girl.
We have
You're
to decide
me, dude.
What you deem as naughty, because my cutoff's probably earlier than yours.
Well, that sounds way too personal.
Just trying to protect the integrity of that we don't have.
Well, there you go. Go ahead, Datchelorette.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for listening. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Ziggy?
Yo, yo.
And to his left and my right, it's Coach, everybody. How are you?
I'm good. You're figuring out those rights and lefts? That was good.
It's a little difficult sometimes.
You're making progress.
I am.
I like it.
And, of course, we got Mr. Trump standing by.
Hey, it's Don. Just wanted to tell you good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, what do we have to talk about today?
Too much.
Exactly. Too much. You know, we always start the show with a crazy on the way, silly things that happen to us, either on the way in the morning or a couple of days before. So, why don't we start there while I get our Google Doc up so I can talk about what we have to talk about.
You know, I got one.
Go for it.
You know, we were in our pre-production meeting.
I'm afraid.
I'm getting a little nervous, too.
And one of us went to a Datchelorette party this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just the strangest thing. They were having costumes, and it was like a baby shower.
Why don't you let me tell the story?
Men.
Why don't you just stop talking and let me tell the story?
Buggy bunkers?
I'm not using that word.
Because I can actually tell what happened, and it's funnier if I do it, because I was there. All right, so a friend of mine, basically the last of our little motley crew to get married, and only the second one to have a child. So anyway, his wife is pregnant. She's due in December. And he's like, he tells us all, I want to have a bachelor party. And, you know, he invites the whole crew, you know, our girlfriends and wives, et cetera. You know, it was a nice little thing. And he said, costumes optional. And I'm like, I'm not wearing a costume. My wife is like, I'm not wearing one either. But we get there and he's dressed up as a priest. And he has a belt buckle that has 2B on it. And he's like, what am I? And I'm like, you're a friar. You're an Orthodox priest. And he's like, no, keep going. What is it in the Catholic Church? I'm like, father? He goes, yeah. And then my belt buckle, I'm father to be. And I was like, okay, where's the beer? You know,
why?
So,
why?
So we, you know, everybody showed up. We had a nice reunion. A lot of us haven't seen each other in some cases for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Brian, what was your costume?
I told you I didn't wear one.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you were listening, instead of futzing around on your laptop there.
No, I was stuck on the intro that he said costumes are optional. And it's like, well, that's the one thing I knew.
See.
They're always optional.
Right, right. But he said you can dress it because it's, you know, we're close to Halloween. He said you can dress up if you want. I decided not to. I wore regular clothes and so did my wife.
If you dressed up, what would you have worn?
I don't know how to think about this.
Like that kind of party. I don't even know what costume I would even.
I'm too old for
consider.
Halloween. Halloween is for kids. So I haven't dressed up in a costume.
I want to be one when I go.
Baby showers are for women. So I'm not sure about this party
I understand that, and yeah, I know.
Clearly, you do not understand it, nor does your buddy.
He's a very close friend. We've known each other. We've been through a lot. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah. I mean, the whole group of us, you know.
There were party games?
So, we had a lot of different games. We had a raffle, and I only had intended to stay for a couple of hours. I wound up staying for the whole thing.
But it was so much fun. You stayed all day?
Well, yeah, because there was a lot of beef jerky and meat sticks that were being raffled off. I wanted the meat. That's why I stayed late.
Clearly, you
know?
You did.
So
clearly, you did.
We're gonna have to add some things to the pre-production meeting.
Bachelorette party,
namely a filter. So you two been through a lot together, huh?
We've known each other a long time, yeah.
Well, you've officially been through one more thing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, when I was dating my wife and all of my buddy, all my buddies and I got together, I invited her. And she's like, I thought you were trying to scare me off with these people and the way you behave.
Clearly.
And I'm like, no, I wasn't trying to scare you off.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we just get a little rowdy because, you know, we've known each other for so long. So, but yeah, Greg was the last to get married, the second to have a baby. And like I said, his wife is due in December. Nice. And it's going to be a little boy, and everyone's very excited. So,
Are the women going to have a baby
shower? Yes, his wife will have her baby shower this weekend. In fact, as this show airs on Saturday on Radio Slot, she will be having her party. So, I'm not invited to the girls' party, by the way. So, you know.
No, you were invited to the men's baby shower.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Don't be jealous.
I'm a lot of things.
I had a good time.
Jealous is not one
so
of them.
Nice reunion with old friends. We had some drinks.
Asking the obvious, it was a baby shower. What gift did you bring? What did you bring them?
My wife picked out some outfits and a box of diapers, and that was it.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Clearly. Well, I think if I'm going, if I have to go to one of those, I'm bringing a power tool. I'm not okay. Doing the baby thing. I'm going to get you.
We should unpack that.
A cordless something.
A cordless power tool.
Yeah. Some
waterproof cordless power tool.
Donald Trump. Why are you gay?
Goodness.
There actually are, by the way.
Oh boy.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. So who else crazy. Has? I have another crazy, but I'll probably save that. Anybody else got one?
Well, I was driving today, and I thought I would change lanes. And last I checked, when you change lanes, you put on your signal. And there was a car coming up on my left from behind, and they were moving faster than I was. And I thought, well, I'll put on my signal so that they know that I want to get over eventually. And maybe they'll keep going, and then I'll cut in behind him. And this guy gets up right on my hip and honks the horn really. And I turn to look at him like, I got my hands out like, what? You're supposed to signal when you're. And the lady in the passenger seat, she looks at me. And she has this like sympathetic look on her face, shaking her head, like, I'm sorry, he's just an idiot. What was funny is it immediately calmed me down. Yeah. That someone else was there and witnessed it and agreed with me and was even closer to that guy than I was. Mm-hmm. I thought, I immediately felt bad for her. Because I bet he's honking at her in different ways throughout life.
Probably.
So I'm feeling pretty good. Start using signals more. see if I can get honked off the road.
Okay.
If I get honked at, does that make me a honky?
You honky?
Isn't it? I'm white. They honked at me. They're making.
So, no, you're the honky.
No, I'm
he's
triggered.
The honker.
No, they were racist on me because I'm white.
Ziggy, you got anything? Okay, so now
you can have mine.
Last week, I assigned you to come up with a thing for the end of the show because yes. I've got the words of encouragement. Scott has his post game wrap up.
Yes,
Coach has Coach's Corner, And Asad, it's your turn to come up with something that you can throw in at the end. Did you complete the assignment?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got something.
Are we calling it Ziggy's Licks, Ziggy's Riffs? What do you want to...
Please not Ziggy's Licks.
We'll keep the riffs.
I'm
going to apply the filter to that one.
No. You don't.
I'm sorry. It's the cat's out of the bag.
You guys don't understand.
Ziggy's Licks. I like it.
As a guitar player, it fits. Okay. So
can we do Ziggy's Riffs?
No. No.
My Ziggy riff today is...
My Ziggy lick today.
Okay, so I'm glad you have it. We won't say anything more about it. We will reveal it at the end of the show.
Can we just ban the word lick from the show from now on? No
Why?
More.
Why?
You can't say lick.
Hey.
What's that extra noise?
That lick.
Oh, I don't know. What country do you live in?
I have more questions about that than ever before.
You want to ban words?
Yes. No,
are
not
you
in the country.
Me? Are we going to burn books?
No, just
too
for
now?
You
are
three you? People when we record.
No. This is Merca. This is Merca. You don't get to do that.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Coach, you got a crazy on the way, or
yeah, I already said mine. Mine was your dad's Lorette party. That was the craziest thing I ever heard.
All right, let's go over what we have to talk about today. We'll probably have we won't get to all of it, but we'll try. We have a Trump supporter sabotaging a Data Dem speed dating event, which is quite funny. Gen Z says Hitler had some good ideas, and then. American gun owners are stupid. 10 million gun owners not registered to vote in this country. And then we had a million woman march in Washington this past Saturday. A million Christian women, by the way. The media quite butthurt about all of it. And then a whole bunch of other things. Diddy's trial set for 2025 in May. Maybe he'll live that long. Maybe he won't.
This is interesting. The gun owners thing. Did you mention that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to get to that at some point.
Okay. Well, why don't we start there then? Let me bring up the article. This is from Daily Caller. Conservatives reveal plan to awaken sleeping giant voter demographic that could decide the White House and Senate. A crumbling economy and porous border on the scary Project 2025 and loss of reproductive rights. Those are the messages both parties are inundating Americans with as Election Day rapidly approaches. But if Republicans hope to reach the estimated 10 million gun owners not registered to vote, hunting and pro-gun organizations alike know traditional messaging won't do it. A coalition of pro-gun organizations believe these non-voters could swing the election. And they're using hunting and firearm influencers, social media, and messaging catered specifically towards gun owners to engage them. What do we think? Are gun owners just stupid or fill in the blank?
What was the numbers again? You said
10 million. So 10 million gun owners aren't registered to vote, yet they probably complain a lot about, you know, they're going to take my guns, rah, 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 you know. And yet they're not even trying to make a difference, probably because, well, my vote doesn't count, you know. And that's how they talk, you know. And as a gun owner myself, this really annoys me because it's just like, you know, it's like, come on, guys. It's the only really real weapon we have, unless you're just, I'm waiting for the revolution. It's like, well, keep waiting.
Keep waiting.
Bonehead. I had to censor myself. But it's very disappointing.
That's funny because I heard that talk over 30 years ago in school.
Which one?
Oh, I'm waiting for the revolution.
I'm waiting for the revolution.
I'm a soldier of the revolution.
Yeah, well, now that person is fat.
Yeah.
You know, Meal Team 6, is that the joke? Yeah.
Right, pink purple hair.
Yeah, yeah. So, and gun owners in California are especially annoying because they just get so self-righteous about not voting. And they seem to wear it as a flex, and it's not a flex. It just makes you more annoying to be around. And
hold on a second. They were not voting as a flex.
Yeah, they think it's my vote doesn't count, so I'm just you know. And it's
well, I mean a couple of things here. First of all, if you don't vote, you're not in the conversation.
Exactly.
So don't speak to me.
Exactly.
And I mean, I've had other people that, oh yeah, I don't vote because it doesn't count or whatever, whatever their reasoning is. But you can't even. And we're having a conversation. You don't even get to enter into the conversation.
Right.
I did hear a very interesting thing the other day. on a podcast that Chameleon Harris waited until she was 29 years old for her first voter registration.
That's insane.
She had been a DA for a period of time, yeah, years prior to that. It suggested that Willie Brown, if she was going to go into politics, that perhaps she should register to vote. 29 years old.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to register when just the day after I turned 18. But it to have such a large group of people though not registered and probably still complaining, it drives me nuts. Because yeah, that kind of number could swing an election if every gun owner in California actually got off his easy chair and quit being an idiot and voted. We could probably swing the state a different way. But these people are just so hard-headed, you can't convince them otherwise. And I dislike being around a lot of people in general. I really dislike being around gun owners because they're just annoying. I just want to shoot my own guns quietly with no one bothering me. But then here, you know, they're going to take my guns. I'm waiting for the revolution.
I like to avoid them just so that I don't get shot.
You know, some of them are quite...
Gun owners?
Yeah, because some of them can be a little careless, too.
There's always one in the room.
Yeah. There's actually two or three here.
Yeah, but, maybe.
All right. We are up on a break back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, back with our second segment, yeah. And we have a funny story out of the New York Post here that I like a lot. The Data Dem speed dating event in New York City sabotaged by a, quote, unhinged Trump supporter. A Trump supporter sabotaged a Manhattan dating event for Democrats by buying a bunch of tickets, then not showing up, leaving the love-seeking lefties out of luck. The facilitator of Data Dem speed dating got a call from a blocked number shortly before the event, held at the Rose on West 25th Street in Chelsea on September 18th, the same day as Trump's rally on Long Island. The gist of what was said by the individual was, F your snowflake event, we're not coming, we're all at the Trump rally, said organizer Amber Saletti.
Wow.
If you had stupid money, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, so the saboteur bought several male tickets, so the ratios were skewed, making mingling awkward, explained attendee Keith Bergen. When I got there, it was just me, one other guy, and about 10 women, he said. The hopeful singles were stunned at the situation.
Sounds like he got a good deal.
Well, you know, that
sounds like the perfect race.
Two guys, 10 women. Yeah, it's
one,
like
one competitor. Come on,
isn't that called shopping?
But I mean, yeah, you didn't have to compete with one guy. You just had to be better than that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, why is he
complaining
out there?
Huh?
Why is he complaining?
Well, I know. But I think they were hoping for a much bigger party, and yeah,
they wanted more men there. Maybe it was a different kind of rally.
Maybe it was a different kind of rally. But yeah, and the organizer.
Hold on. I could see the twinkle in his eye.
Oh, so there were more people at the baby shower?
You mean the bachelorette party?
Yeah, I think
there was only 12 at this Dem dating thing.
Yeah, we had about 15.
Oh, beat the Dem dating thing.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
So,
and you all had dates, so.
That's right. We weren't looking for dates.
Were there more bachelorettes?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I don't know. So, the organizer of this event, by the way, she does speed dating for Democrats and Republicans. So she's quite business savvy herself. But this is funny, right?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, it's a definite troll.
Yeah, for sure. And then one of the attendees, a lady named Denisha McPherson, she said, we kind of shook our heads and said, how polarized are we that someone would do something this unhinged? And, of course, to this I want to say, honey, you're the guys that started this polarization. You made it us versus them, and we're just meeting you on the playing field. So So one of the attendees said, so we all just sat in a circle and basically had a little discussion, things about what people's experience were dating and what they were looking for. Kumbaya, they had us. They had a
Kumbaya.
So my Lord. This event was for singles 30 to 45. Tickets were $35.
For $35, you can get a date with a Democrat.
Yeah, well,
that's awesome.
Potentially.
How much is a Republican date?
I don't know. It doesn't say. What it also doesn't say if any of these people, if any of the two guys left with any phone numbers or anything like that. I'm sure
that's private information.
I guess. But
all right.
So yeah, I saw that and I thought this is going to be perfect for us. Another thing I thought was perfect.
They could have been unsure if they were actually women or not.
Yeah, you're
saying, you know.
Well, we have another story I thought was perfect for us. The headline in the Daily Mail in the UK, Adolf Hitler had some, quote, good ideas, a fifth of Gen Z Americans believe. So here we go.
Oh my.
I'm always lost in this. Gen Z is which?
Gen Z is, they're the younger kids now. They're not, the millennials are starting to hit 40, so Gen Z is under 40. If that makes any sense, that's the best way I can. Yeah. Ziggy, do you have any? Okay, I'm open to being corrected here, but that's.
We all do have supercomputers, so yeah. That'll tell us.
So,
Gen Zs and horoscopes, no thanks, yeah. I'll pass.
Right. Any of those Gen things. Right. Gen Z doesn't even know who Gen Z is.
So, in the article, there's little debate. The Nazi dictator is one of the most evil men to have ever lived with the, yada, 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 a whole bunch of murders and things in the Third Reich. And 79 years after he killed himself in a Berlin bunker, more than 1 in 10 of Americans believe the German tyrant had some good ideas. A DailyMail.com jail partners poll found that more than 1 in 5, 21% of both Gen Z and black voters and 19% of Hispanic voters agreed with the statement. The survey asked 1,000 likely voters whether they think Hitler had some good ideas or if he was evil and had no redeeming features. 77% said he was evil. 12 said they were unsure. A surprising 11% believe he had some redeeming qualities.
Wow, that's scary.
I mean, he liked dogs. Wow. I mean,
well,
Eva Braun liked him, so he had to have...
Yeah. No.
So, you know, all you have to do when you're raising kids is keep them from being mass murderers. And if you can manage that, then you've probably done well. So here we have a surprising group of people that is a fan of a mass murderer. So what do we think of this? Is the next generation going to...
Where's Dad?
This looks like a poll to me.
No, let's not get lockjaw on that again, because, you know, I get it.
This looks like a poll.
I'm going to, okay, you keep repeating that, yeah. I'm going to mute you. But I don't even know what to say with this, because it's like, after everything that, I mean, we've been taught, I mean, what, you know, Gen X and boomers, et cetera, you know, why is it that the new kids are like, maybe we should reconsider some of this?
Well, I mean, I wonder if how polarized we are as a nation plays into this. It's like the norm to be polarized, pick a side. And it makes you more more willing to entertain things that are on the far side, you know, either direction. And so it's like, well, let's talk about Hitler. Maybe he had some points because he was an extremist over on this side or whatever. And everybody loves having their soapbox to stand on, and they want to promote.
I think it's deeper than that, though. I think it's, you know, wrong and right. Truth being truth. And it was true yesterday and it'll be true tomorrow. It's no longer truth. It's like, yeah, is it wrong? Well, let's talk about that. Right and wrong is not clear. It's not well-defined. And it's like, to just say it, you know, now these days, it's like, no, well, let's talk about it. Yeah, no.
I don't think
truth is truth. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about it. But it's like, at the same time, on the surface, how could you even...
I think we're talking about the same thing in a different way. Because truth becomes relative when, because your statement, truth is truth, right is right, wrong is wrong, if it's objective, but we've learned how to be selfish and self-centered in our opinions and our approaches to where they just pick their side and they would say the same thing. Yeah, truth is truth. I define my truth. And so what I decide is true.
But you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that.
That's how we're different than them, is we think truth exists outside ourselves.
If I say the earth is flat and that's my truth, it doesn't make it true.
Yes. We're trying to decide why is it that people are siding with Hitler and a higher percentage.
Because the earth is flat.
Yes, and that's the same thing. They want to believe something, and so they're going to...
So it's truth.
Exactly, and that's the problem.
And you don't get to have your truth. You don't.
Polarized people do.
No, they don't. They can say they do. Doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it truth. The earth is not flat. The earth is not
flat. Exactly. And Hitler was not a good guy.
Period.
Yes. But there are Let's people that on. Believe
but
that.
The Gen Z thing here, if you read down a little bit more, it says earlier this month, TikTok was forced to remove AI-generated and translated videos of Hitler's speeches. So somebody translated these videos, put them on TikTok, and that's when all the Gen Zers.
So they're listening to the translations and go, you know what, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you know, if it's on TikTok, it's true. So
yeah, right.
We talked about that last week. Yeah, let's get our news from TikTok.
Yeah.
So they heavily edit, and you know, with AI, you can make it say what you want to say, and like, oh hey, this guy isn't a bad guy.
Can
like,
you really?
Yeah. I got an example of that.
Hi, this is Donald Trump, and I'm here with my friend Taylor Swift.
And I'm not your friend Donald, but hi guys, it's Taylor.
That's all I'm going to play.
Well, you can at least get to the Drake and Scott part.
You need to grow a backbone is what you need to do.
Well, I thought this was...
Poor kiddos.
I thought this was a good story to talk about. We have another Gen Z thing, if you want to bash on them, where they say adulthood begins at 30. But I figure we're probably going to hit them a little too hard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think we're hitting them too hard?
Well, we just hit them for appreciating a Nazi, and now we're going to hit them again for thinking 30 is when adulthood starts. It's a different poll.
I get it. Because you're all about the poll.
Yeah.
And bachelorette parties.
Whoops. Now it's got me behind a paywall.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't read that article to you.
Oh, good.
All right.
No more Gen Z.
Yeah, we're up on a break. We'll let's talk about the million Christian women marching in Washington when we come back.
Yeah, and I got 16 things that Americans insist must become illegal.
We got to maybe you want to get to that.
Where's that?
That is further down the
after
list.
After the break.
Yeah, we'll do that after the break. That one's kind of funny.
And now, folks, from beautiful downtown San Francisco, where it smells of Ode to Poo-Poo, we present the Drake and Scott Podcast.
I love that voice.
Yeah, that's AI. I got the AI generator and put that together. It's a 50s newsman voice is what it's called.
I want that guy to read me a book.
All right, Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com back with you. Let's talk with...
Have you ever had somebody read you a book? When you were growing up, did your parents ever read you a book?
Yeah.
They sit there and just they read a book to you and you just sit there. It's very relaxing.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I prefer to read it myself.
We need to bring that back and give it to Gen Z. Maybe they'll calm down.
Right on.
They're being too loud.
16 things Americans insist must be made illegal. Loud chewing is on the list, so let's go on.
Oh, the whole list. The Where's whole list going? Is made for me just with number one.
Okay, oh excessive phone use in public.
No,
Scott, go
slow. No, slow what? Left lane driving.
Oh, you're talking about the number one, the last one.
No, I'm the very first one that you see on the list. Slow left lane driving.
Am I?
It's becoming an epidemic.
Oh, I see. This is my fault. I'm not at the beginning of the.
Yeah, no, it started.
So
it started like halfway through.
Slow left lane driving. Go.
Oh, there it is.
Say something.
You go to the left lane only to pass slower traffic. Keep right.
Yeah, the left lane.
This is basic driver's ed class.
The left lane is for crime. Sure. You're going the speed limit there.
Yeah, you get out of the way. And my own family does it. I have one of my kids.
Yeah.
One of my kids will get in the fast lane and then...
Oh, be the enforcer.
And no, they just kind of drive, I guess, speed limit.
Yes.
It's slower than traffic. It drives me nuts. And I got in a big argument with them. I said, look, as long as you're driving my car, stay on the right. You can't do this. You're going to upset people, namely me.
And this is the engineer, right?
The identity of the guilty will remain anonymous.
Because if it's the engineer, it's in character, because that's how engineers are.
I don't know. I think they're pretty efficient. Engineers are. They want to get stuff done.
That's right.
Efficient.
He's driving efficiently to get the most of the gas mileage in the car and not break the law.
Well, depends on what you're measuring, right? If you're measuring your time, then saving gas is not a priority.
So they have this and have had this figured out for decades and decades in Europe, period. It is illegal to pass on the right, period.
I love it. I love it. And it's illegal.
You will get it. And well, in Holland, which where I go often, the cops don't even give out tickets. It's all done by camera. They just send it to you in the mail. If you pass on the right, they take a picture of you, they send it to you, and you get a fine.
Oh, I would get so many tickets.
Legit. The first time I was driving there, I'm driving.
They should ticket the person on the left.
Yeah, that's what they should be doing. You're punishing the wrong person.
No. It doesn't even matter the left lane, any lane, and somebody comes up driving faster than you, you are required to pull to the right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Required. And it was like, you know, let alone the Autobahn.
It's supposed to be true in this country, too.
But it's an actual, you'll get a ticket there.
Yeah.
And they come up, flash, they put their brights on, lean on the horn.
Yep.
It's like, and I'm like, what's this guy? I'm talking with a Dutch friend of mine. I'm like, what's this guy doing? He's like, get out of the lane. And I'm like, well, what lane? He goes, move over. And I'm like,
Hooper, get off the pot.
And now so he explains it to me. He's like, oh, we don't do that here, ever. Yeah. If somebody's coming up behind you, you pull over. You pull to the right. And so you don't have people passing on both sides. They don't have those kind of accidents.
No.
And it works really well.
Parts of the Northern California and Oregon you'll get ticketed. Patrol. It's nice. It's nice driving up there.
All right, number two on the list.
Number two on the list, fake news and misinformation. Many Americans want stricter laws to punish those who, quote, create and share fake news.
If I could just have both of those.
Yeah.
If people would drive on the right and no more fake news, no misinformation. I wish they were ticketed. It used to be that your news organization would get fined or something if you put out a wrong story. Now they just print a retraction 8 days later on the back page.
How about no more opinions in the news either?
Well, yeah, I think it's even more, not fake news, but...
How about if you were only allowed to give your opinion if it was asked for? Like if, say, you know, coach, can you give me your opinion on something? Then you could give me your opinion.
Sure.
Of course, this would be bad for you, Doug. This would be really rough for you. If you could only give your opinion when it was asked for. I fear for your existence at that point.
I'll be fine.
All right, excessive packing.
Excessive packaging. It drives me nuts when I open a big box from Amazon and there's a little box inside. It's like, why did you need to send the big box? And this happens often. So,
But we all grew up plastic. With CD package.
Oh gosh, yeah.
When the plastic is formed around the product and it's such a thick plastic that you have to get like.
Oh, that
decent
too.
Decent-sized scissors that or too. A chainsaw just to get the darn thing out. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, many want a law to force companies to use less packaging and more eco-friendly materials.
Yeah, you know what else I hate is the twisty ties. They got like 17 of them on there, and you got to sit there and untwist all of them, or you got to get clippers to like clip all of them to get into this thing. And it's all because of theft.
Sure. Yeah.
If we could outlaw theft, that would be an amazing concept. Like if we had rules and laws.
That should be illegal.
And we enforce them.
That should be illegal.
That would be it's a great idea.
All right, number four.
Robocalls and spam calls.
Yep.
That used to be illegal, by the way. Certainly on a cell phone.
Yeah.
They should be able to, like,
I get 10 calls a day.
Deactivate somebody's phone if they do it, or their service, whatever they're using to do the robocalls and the spam stuff, they should be just cut off. What if the major phone companies, providers, started doing that? They find out that you got, and then boom, your device is shut down.
Yeah, that might be nice.
All right, next one.
Hidden fees.
Oh, I hate those.
Surprise charges on bills and purchases frustrate many consumers.
Oh, by the way, Brian, you owe me $20 for hanging out with me today. I didn't tell you, but $19.99 a day just to hang out with me.
Well, you can get in line. I owe people a lot of money, and it's just like, you know, hey, join the line.
Do this enjoy one for fun. Line. Go try to book an Airbnb or a what's the rental by, what is another one? There's Airbnb and there's a YRBO or something like that. Vacation rental by owner, VRBO. Try to book one of those things, and you'll look at the price per day.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you go to try and check out,
yep,
it's insane the hundreds and hundreds of dollars that get added on to that for fees, cleaning, taxes, and cleaning services.
Oh,
and
it's ridiculous.
It can sometimes double the price.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yep.
Non-recyclable plastics. Single-use plastics are seen as a major environmental threat. Many want to ban items like plastic straws, bags, and packaging, yada, yada, yada.
I blame the public for this one. Just stop using them, and they'll go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Just stop using them. Every place I go into, I order, oh, you like a straw? No, I'm trying to quit. Yeah. And they look at me, and they laugh. And say, I don't need a straw. You know where they use straws? Baby showers. That's where they use straws.
All right, we're
bachelorette parties.
Real men don't use straws.
Bachelorette parties?
We're running out of time.
They do a lot of things.
I think straws should be illegal for men.
That
should be illegal.
Okay, guys, yeah. Come on. We're running out of time, so let's blow through this here.
Excessive noise pollution.
Oh, that's our show.
Yeah. Unfair tipping practices.
Oh, my gosh.
Where you're just expected to. Yeah, I know.
I had one that the minimum option it showed you was 20%.
Yeah.
And then 22 and then 25.
Mm-hmm. So no custom?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I heard a thing that you have to watch out because people are so desensitized from those, they're not paying attention to the amount. So like 20%, it'll say 20%, but if you look at the math of what they're actually charging you, it could be a lot more.
Yeah, 20% on
what? Because they're just pushing buttons, you know.
20% on the tax also or whatever. Yeah. There's ways to mess with that.
Yeah.
I always do custom amount.
Yep. Prescription
custom
drug
zero.
Prescription drug ads. Many Americans tired of seeing constant medication commercials.
One of the only country that allows it. Most countries do not allow.
And yet there's a bunch of things that you're not allowed to advertise.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to advertise this.
Excessive phone use in public. And loud chewing. I told you loud chewing was on the list. Extreme photoshopping and ads, puppy mills, excessive CEO pay. What are you doing over there?
He's loud chewing.
Yeah. Breaking the law.
Planned obsolescence, where products are made to break after a certain time.
Obsolescence.
Yeah. Obsolescence. And then data collection without consent. So that's the list. I knew I was going to mispronounce obsolescence. Obsolescence. How do you say it?
Obsolescence.
Obsolescence.
You know what that is? When it's going to be obsolete.
Yeah, when something
quickly,
is designed to break. Yeah.
You know what's obsolete quickly?
No. What?
Straws. So that was redundant. Oh, excessive CEO play?
Pay.
Yeah. I totally disagree with that.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
Okay. Well, it's
free market economy.
You guys can have that conversation during the break. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Our final segment. We got Scott's post-game wrap-up, Coach's Corner, Brian's encouraging thoughts, and Ziggy's licks.
Riff.
Ziggy's riffs.
And the Ziggy riff.
So, no. See, we're having a war right now. We're either going to call it Ziggy's licks or Ziggy's riffs, and we're going to have to have a cage match, I think.
The dude abides, man.
All right, Scott, why don't you start with the post-game wrap-up?
Post-game report brought to you today by Alternative Ideas.
Okay.
Take the time to entertain an alternative idea. When you get stuck on your own ideas too much, you become more polarized. It's what we're suffering from as a country. And it was either Socrates or Aristotle or Plato, one of those guys. He said the sign of maturity is an ability to entertain a thought without having to accept it.
Mm.
And I've always thought that was brilliant.
I agree.
You can talk about things without having to accept it. And even better, like to go another level.
Like Hitler?
You can let other people entertain a thought without having to expect them to accept it.
Freedom.
That's post game wrap up.
Right on. Coach's Corner. What do you got today, Coach?
Winning a woman's heart doesn't make you a man. Learning to treasure that heart after it's won is what makes you a real man.
Mm.
I love it.
All right.
Boom.
Very good.
Mic drop.
All right. Today's edition of...
I think our wives would agree,
no.
too.
You know, we got to change the order. We can't end with him.
No, we're not ending. We're not ending with me. We're going to end with Ziggy. No. So just okay. Right. So today's edition of Brian Drake's Encouraging Thoughts has something to do with Coach's Corner.
Uh-oh.
Remember, it's only a successful marriage if one of you die. Go in Christ.
Oh, because of the death do you part thing?
Yeah. But at that point, neither side can cheat or divorce.
I get it.
Yeah. See, so it's actually very encouraging because if your spouse dies, you can officially say, "I have had a successful marriage."
I'm hoping that you come up with more standards for your marriage in the future. I'm hoping that you'll entertain some alternative thoughts on the issue.
That's you know, oh I have to have a supplement to my Coach's Corner. So my to-do list, drink coffee, avoid slapping stupid people. And number three is repeat steps 1 and 2.
All right. We're going to do Ziggy's Licks here, the inaugural edition. Right, so yes. Now explain to us what you're doing here. What is your bit?
Oh.
Yeah, so your bit is
sending us out with a joke.
Okay, so Ziggy's going to end on a joke. It's going to be hilarious, and then
hopefully
we'll have a few extra minutes to riff a little bit.
I couldn't find my car scraper this morning, so I had to use the store discount card to scrape the ice. Didn't really work, though. I only got 20% off.
Okay. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming up on that where we wake up in the morning, go out to our car, and there's ice on the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I have definitely used a credit card or
yeah, my wife has something
membership
like that too.
Card or something to try and scrape the stuff off. And,
yeah, my wife has one of those. I used to just throw water on it, and you know, it was cold water, so not hot water, so the glass didn't break. But
if you had a cyber truck.
Oh, we almost made it through the whole show without a cyber truck.
It's got tempered glass that doesn't do that.
Elon must be paying you. Oh, my gosh.
The DeLorean has entered the chat.
He is paying me by just the fact that I get to drive my Cybertruck daily.
Quick, close the show.
We got a dump button there.
No, just a mute button, and I had my hand elsewhere.
Jealous
haters. Yeah, I know.
Jealous haters.
You know, we still have a couple of minutes here. How about we do this?
Hi, this is Donald Trump, and I'm here with my friend Taylor Swift.
I'm not your friend Donald, but hi, guys, it's Taylor.
There's very little Taylor and I agree on.
Very little? Try nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, my God.
But we both enjoy listening to Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com.
Okay, you're right. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com is the best way to end a full day of being the queen.
And that's all.
That's a good stopping point. Good discernment.
It goes on further, and it gets
Bachelorette.
It gets a little naughty, and playing the whole thing was vetoed before we started. So, if you want to hear it, I guess you can subscribe to our Patreon or something, or email us. Email us at drakeandscott3t@gmail.com, and I will send you the whole clip.
The Bachelorette is going to start a Was that Patreon?
No, I'm just. No, we're not. We're just.
That's
no,
frightening.
No, you're thinking OnlyFans.
Patreon was the.
No, Patreon's not dirty. OnlyFans
free
is the dirty
cursor
one.
To.
Yeah, OnlyFans, but Patreon is where you go for legitimate stuff. OnlyFans is where you go for the
you're
dirty
sure?
stuff. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I met a guy. I know. Well,
oh, you met a guy.
No. Hang on. No, this was at the cigar shop last week. Our friend Alex, the solar guy.
Yeah.
He and I were having a conversation.
Alex Karnfeld.
Yes, and he knows a guy.
The solar guy.
Yes, the solar guy. So he knows somebody that is a man who is selling pictures of his feet on OnlyFans and making.
Stole my idea.
I know, making some pretty decent money. So I'm thinking, what the hell? Right. You know?
Why?
I know.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
I'm amazed at the things that we hear about that just amaze me.
Like, yeah.
That should
Cigar
never
Lounge
be a
conversations
thing.
Are different than when I was there. We didn't have those kind of conversations when I was going to the lounge.
Talking about other men's feet?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't think I've ever had a conversation about another man's feet.
I don't
feet.
Think so. Yeah, no.
Huh.
All right.
I think, well, you know what I think it is? I think that Datchelorette party is tweaked Drake's brain. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Good day to you, sir. And good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. And nice it is time for Mary to throw her hat
cheers.
In the air.
Yeah, we'll get to you. You're gonna make